The City of Albany held its first meeting last night under the Policing Reform and Reinvention Collaborative in accordance with a state directive from Governor Andrew Cuomo to reimagine police departments. On a Zoom call streamed on Facebook, Democratic Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan made brief remarks at the beginning of the city's first meeting of the collaborative.
So this is not an easy task. It requires difficult and for some uncomfortable conversations. So tonight and next Tuesday, we are going to invest our time creating a shared understanding of who we are.
The collaborative has more than 36 members and is tasked with gathering input that will be used to compile a report on improving police community relations due by April 2021 at the risk of losing state funding. The task force includes city and county officials, leaders from community organizations, business owners, and others. City Police Chief Eric Hawkins also provided brief introductory remarks.
On behalf of the police department, I look forward to working through this collaborative effort, with one of the goals being to ensure that the service delivery model of the police department is consistent with community expectations.
The bulk of Tuesday night's meeting involved collaborative members participating in an exercise moderated by Ebwo King, Director of Intercultural Student Engagement at the University at Albany, and Amberly Carter, Coordinator at UAlbany's Multicultural Resource Center. King and Carter began by explaining the ins and outs of debate versus discussion.
And so in a debate, there's an assumption that there's one right answer and that you have it.
Right. And in a dialogue, you're assuming that many people have pieces of the answer. Not everybody has the one correct answer.
In a debate, it's combative, right? Participants attempt to prove the other side wrong.
In a dialogue, you're collaborative and participants work together towards understanding.
Participants were split into 6 groups and were told to come up with skits, 3 groups to put together a mock debate, the other 3 a discussion. The topic for the exercise was not police community relations, but universal health care. After about 10 minutes of preparation, it was time for the groups to perform their skits. The debates went first.
Go Cecilia. Hold it down, Cecilia. Hold it down. She's not making sense. Go,
I'm not sure what you mean.
The debates were charged, with participants talking over each other. King interjected a few times to encourage participants to use nonverbal language as they acted out their skits. Debriefs were held after each one. The discussions began similar to the debates at first, but also underwent a large shift in tone and the kind of language used.
And give them access to health care, since we're going to be paying for that medical attention anyway.
That's a really good point that I didn't think of, Michael. I know Jamila, earlier we had a conversation about that.
King explained the purpose of the exercise and how it will relate to future community discussions by the collaborative.
We live in a world, in a country, where the culture is very much centered on the debate. Very much centered on overcoming an issue that you have with another, sometimes violently. Violence doesn't always mean it's with a weapon that you think of like a gun or a knife. Sometimes it's the words that we use. And so with dialogue, you want to practice using words like, tell me more.
Speaking to the group, King told participants that their individual views are valuable and important.
And if you really feel that way, then you don't have to suppress anyone else's view. And in fact, the community demands it. The community demands that you take this thing seriously. This might not be our only chance, but time is fickle.
Speaking Wednesday morning about the prior night's discussion, Mayor Sheehan explained why the collaborative's meetings are starting off the way they are.
These individuals are going to have to listen to the public. We're going to be creating working groups. They're going to be out there in the community. And we need to ensure that we're prepared to listen and to not get sort of firmly, you know, stuck in our positions, so that we can have that dialogue and create a document and a plan for this police department that really reflects the desires of this community.
The first hour and a half meeting of Albany's Policing Reform and Reinvention Collaborative is archived on Mayor Sheehan's Facebook page. There's a link at WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.